It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
Hello! Welcome to the podcast show! This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. Isn't that neat? My name's Andy, and I don't have a dad. Watch this!
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It just seemed like the right thing to do.
Hopefully this podcast doesn't end that way.
Find out, I guess.
Hey guys, fun fact. Did you know that antelope can't swallow water? But in order to stay hydrated, they have to chew ice. Another fun fact. Sunday Cool is the best for all your custom apparel buying needs. So if you have an organization, or if you're starting a clothing brand, use Sunday Cool, where we have super soft shirts with super soft prints. Also, fun fact, that first fun fact was fake, but the second fun fact was a fact. Fact. Very, very fun.
I'm trying to like come up with a natural conversation now.
This is it. This is right here. Hey, look at us. Brown hat boys. Brown hat boys.
Orange sweater girls.
Ooh. And Andrew has long hair.
Brown face guy.
I thought you were just getting. And Andrew's there.
It was like right orange, there. orange.
Oh. Brown skin, brown hat boys. Hey. Look at us.
We are kind of on the same palette, except.
Except for you.
You screwed it up.
Hey. I felt like being a little bright today.
Oh, yeah.
Bring a little sunshine into this dark office.
We'll spread it to your personality, not just your wardrobe.
It's there. You're the one being all, you're dark. And
we just started. What are you talking about? All the stuff that we talked about is not even going to be in the podcast because you said it couldn't be.
Right.
Why? You'll Brown never know. Boys.
Yeah, you guys will never know. We're cutting that out.
This sweater.
We're doing it live.
It reminds me of when Josh and I first started dating.
Do you know where I got that sweater?
Where?
Boston.
Boston?
You said Boston?
Got that sweater in Boston.
Lily, let me hear your Boston accent.
Hey, I won't do it.
No! That was actually pretty good. I won't do it.
Hey, I'm not going to do it. I put it on in the store. I said, how do you like them apples? No, like, get out. Get out. I'm from Connecticut.
I don't really get, like, I get that, like, that was a tough line, but, like, I don't really understand how it was a tough line.
What? How do you like them apples?
Like, how do you like them apples?
It was a tough line.
How was it tough?
Because he's trying to be a tough guy. It's like, hey, you like apples?
He was talking about apples.
Yeah.
He was eating an apple, wasn't he, when he said
Yeah.
I don't think he was eating an apple.
Yeah,
he was not eating an apple. Will Hunting was not eating an apple when he said, I didn't like them apples.
Something with the scene involved apples.
I don't think it did. That's why I'm confused.
Or maybe his therapy lessons, he was talking about apples.
No.
This was before the therapy lessons.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, there's something.
We're getting to the bottom of it.
We'll watch the scene after this.
After I park my car and have it yad.
That was good.
Hey, say park your car.
I will do it.
No, you have to.
I'm immediately sweating.
Park my car in Harvard Yard.
Oh my God.
Pack my cat and have it yad. Go for it.
Don't look at me.
Okay. Hey.
Oh gosh. I'm sweating. Park my car in Harvard Yard.
That was actually good. Right.
Like,
the middle was a little off, but that end was perfect.
That was good.
Excellent.
All right, Andrew, we'll just come up with something.
Yeah, I mean, you're not talking about the song? You didn't do a song?
No.
We'll figure it out.
We didn't prepare anything, but we'll. Yeah. Whatever.
I think I've got a chord progression.
All right, let's see.
Oh. Sounds good.
Today you're gonna listen to Ninjas Are Butterflies.
Oh, I'm sure you've heard it all before, but I promise it'll be a surprise.
I don't believe that anybody has a show like ours, don't you know? Cause it is episode 31.
We're gonna sit and talk and have some fun. Cause there are many things we'd like to say to you, so start the show. Cause ninjas are really butterflies, baby.
Baby.
So let's start the show.
Let's start the show.
Come on, baby, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, butterfly.
Super dark. That was pretty good for just that
right off the dome.
Right off the dome.
Nail. That was pretty good.
That was good.
Good job.
Good job, guys.
Hey, excellent.
I don't know why I got welcome so nervous singing it.
It's like performing on American Idol.
I know.
It's like, will they say yes? Am I going to Hollywood?
That was absolutely atrocious.
I didn't like it. I loved it.
Okay, everyone just be quiet, please. I know you were quiet, but just remain quiet.
Yep.
Today's question, weird one, very weird.
Okay.
Sent in by a viewer.
All right.
Today's question, should we feed children?
Why are you looking at me?
You can answer, I guess.
Why are you all looking at me? Is this for me?
Yeah, I guess you'll start because I don't know why Andy looked at you first. Should we feed children?
Of course.
Poison.
Ah!
Whoa, Lily!
You didn't let me finish. Oh, hold on.
Whoa, gosh.
Lily wants to feed children poison.
No, you I heard it right there.
Oh my goodness, this is. Where's Jane? Where's Jane? Oh my God. Where's Jane?
Welcome to the show.
Butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
chosen
people.
I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ha! Ninjas are
bad. You guys are crazy.
Just
that
kidding.
Worked so good. Yeah, the way good. She said, of course, so quickly, and you said poison right after. That
just
was
kidding.
Perfect.
Jane is safe with her grandma.
Yes.
Or is she?
Gigi.
Gigi.
Or is she? Mama. Is that a Cat in the Hat? Murder.
Of course we shouldn't feed children poison.
Of course not.
But we should feed them.
Hey.
We should feed them.
Maybe.
No.
If they've been good.
Have you kids been good? You get food.
Nope. Go to bed. Hungry.
Hungry.
My kids don't eat if they've been bad.
Really?
That's just a parental decision I've made. I think it's important that they learn you don't eat unless you act the way I feel
you should be acting.
You should be acting today.
That's very interesting parenting.
Yeah. It's just my thing.
Starve! You really do that, though?
Mm-hmm.
You should probably clarify.
No, I know a lot of times we joke on the podcast and everything like that. But in this instance, I am not.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Speaking with about things that happening to children, something happened yesterday that was.
My God.
Hey, it's okay. This happens.
Shame.
This happens.
Shame.
Hey,
the shame is so deep.
No, this happens more often than not. I think.
Yeah.
I hope.
And you guys were good about it, so yeah, it's fine. Yeah. It's still, yeah.
So, I don't know how good we were about it.
Lily was at the park yesterday with Ada and baby Jane,
just being a good mom.
Yeah, and Ada
hanging out with the kids.
Ada loves playing in the car. Like, she just, like, if we're outside playing, she goes up to the car, like, let me in. And she, like, grabs the steering wheel and, like, does all that stuff.
Like most children.
And
we let her drive her once in a while. She's two. She's fine.
So Lily put Ada in the car because Ada just runs everywhere.
Well,
so
but she also went straight to the driver's side. Like, she was like, I want to play. Like, that was her expectation.
Are you leaving?
We were going to go get lunch, but there was no rush. So I was like, you could play while I put Jane in the car.
Yeah, so Lily put Jane in the car. In her seat, shut the door. As soon as the door shut, Ada goes, click,
click,
locks the car.
With my backpack and my keys in the car.
Did you hear it?
Yep. It was that fateful click. And I went, I'm not going to panic. That's immediately.
And then, And can then, I tell the phone still like, when she calls you?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're sitting here, and it's like 10 o'clock in the morning, and then Josh gets a phone call. He's like, oh, one second, I got to take this. He always interrupts our phone conversation, talk our conversations because Lily's talking, calling. It's obnoxious. But she calls, and I can overhear her because she's louder, and so it's like I can hear it. And then she says, okay, don't panic. And then he's like, okay? And I'm just laughing already. And you're like, but the worst possible thing in the world just happened.
So she called the fire department, and I drove like 100 miles an hour back home to find a spare key.
No cops.
No cops. This is the second time I've been able to drive through the Eustis, Tavares, Mount Dora area going way too fast. 1,000% reckless driving.
Yeah.
And no one stops me.
First, two things. Before, if there's any police officers in those areas that are watching this podcast, we love you. And there's no need to up your, you're looking yeah. around. It's fine. You it's, see, that's his car. You can let him go.
Green Tacoma. And just know that if I am driving that fast, there's an emergency.
It's on purpose. Yeah. Also, why is it those people never get caught? People like that are driving absolutely so fast, but it's like,
oh,
you're one day past your registration and you're done. You're going to jail.
Your headlight's been out for 9 months. Yeah, silly. Like
9 minutes, my headlight's been out. And you pull me over, and yet there's a guy that's going like 130 down just because McDonald's breakfast is going to be closing. So. All right, continue. Sorry.
But yeah, so fire department got there. They're there for like, what, 8 minutes?
I mean, it was no time.
Until I got there?
Yeah.
But they were like, I mean, if he doesn't get here soon, we're just going to bust in the window.
Well, I was starting to, I was staying really calm because, which is not normal for me, guys. And I was just like,
you did a good job.
Gonna, like, woosah, woosah.
and
Josh is calling me, what's going on? And I'm talking to the dispatch person and they're like, is anybody upset? I'm like, well, my newborn's crying, you know, but because she needs to take a nap, that's the reason. And I was like, but I told her, I was like, I'm really scared though that Ada's gonna meander around and then sit on the baby. That was my worst fear because she was in her car seat. And then Ada kept getting like closer and like get like,
oh, that's panic. That's panic.
And so I told the fireman, I was like, just if she gets near the baby, be prepared.
Just knock it down.
I don't care. Knock it down.
Throw me through the window if you have to. Yeah.
But you could tell, like, they kept asking me questions like, how long have the kids been in a car? Why did this happen? How did this happen?
Like, very accusatory.
And I'm like, they think I'm negligent, and they're probably going to send DCF to do a surprise visit on our house.
Well, I did call CPS just because I felt like that was like
CBS?
CPS. Oh. Oh, Child Protective Services.
What's DCF?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I'll figure
that's a thing. I can't remember either.
But I did report just because I'm a mandatory reporter. I really feel like that's important.
So it's called CPS.
Child Protective Services.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah. Anyway,
we got him out.
We got him out. It was terrible. And Ada was having the time of her life.
Yeah, she was having a blast. Laughing the whole time and like clapping.
And taunting the firemen like, hey, give me, you know, whatever.
Come give me.
And they're like, have you tried to get her to push the unlock button? And I'm like, I guess at whatever extent I can with the 2-year-old.
Hey,
you know?
Push that button,
push
Ada.
Push this one right here.
Hey, lady.
And she's going, ah. Yeah.
That happened to me one time. We were coming out of Academy Sports, and it was when Demi was younger, and she loved playing with keys, as kids do, right? And so I pick her up, and she was small enough. She was in her car seat still.
Yeah.
And so she had the keys while we were walking through the store and everything. I put her in the seat, not even thinking, walking around, and then I get 3/4 of the way around to the passenger, the driver's side, and I hear all the locks click, and I'm like, oh no. And so I froze, and I was just like, she's going to hit it again. And I reach for the handle, and I'm just like, she's going to hit it again. She's going to. She's got to. God, please. And so as soon as she hit click, I jerked that door open so fast. I mean, those keys. It's terrifying. Yeah. It's so scary.
I thought the whole point of having those like wireless key fobs, though, was that you could not actually lock your keys in your car.
Yeah, what's up with that? There must be a
setting.
Was the car on?
The car wasn't on.
No,
right?
But every time we've locked the car with the keys inside, you can just open the door.
Yeah, it'll usually go beep, beep, beep.
Interesting.
I don't know. But do you know when I was in high school, our neighbors called CPS on our family?
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Well, I can understand. We had a lot of Tannerite for a kid.
Yeah.
Unsupervised.
We had guns. Child. We had Tannerite. We had, I mean, just like every other night there was an explosion in our backyard. Yeah. And like 20 high school kids, like we dug like mud pits and like all this stuff.
Yeah.
But the reason why our neighbor one day saw me and my little sister and I was shooting the bow and arrow just straight up.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we would run away.
Like the movie Grown Ups.
Yeah.
Just like that.
But this was before Grown Ups.
Yeah, you guys invented it.
I played that too.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Don't do that, guys.
Yeah, that.
But
see, insane.
Yeah, see, I think Taylor was a junior or a senior in high school, and the guy came to our door, opened it, and he's like, "Hi, are you the father?" And he's like, "No."
What?
And then he's Taylor. Like, and then he's like, "Oh." He's like, and so he's like, my impression was that you guys were little kids from this report. He said, but I can all see that you are teenagers.
Yeah. Consenting and adults doing a stupid activity.
He's just like, I'm just going to go. Like, you guys are good. So we're fine.
Imagine if something bad happened, how bad that guy would feel. Kid comes in with an arrow in his head and says, I need help.
That job would be so much pressure because I'd be like, blink twice. But I don't think you can make the kids do that,
Taylor
right?
Taylor was huge, though, in high school. Like, he was, like, super
Like, at that point, he could have said, yeah, I'm the dad. And he would have been like, yeah,
I
cool.
am the father.
Make sure your kids don't do that anymore, please.
Yeah. So that was crazy.
That is
CPS.
Nuts. Scary, scary
CBS.
Stuff.
Yeah, CBS. You were right.
I called CBS on you.
Department of Children and Families.
Oh.
Both are correct.
Oh, interesting.
Are they synonymous?
I don't know the correlation, but they're both.
Yeah, they're
entities.
Definitely probably two different.
Interesting. Yeah. Speaking of correlation, have you guys heard of the Coral Castle?
You're making that up.
I'm not.
A Coral
it's
Castle?
Crazy. The Coral Castle.
Ooh.
This is getting into some deep, dark stuff.
It sounds happy, though.
It does sound happy.
Ooh, you want to go take a trip to Coral Castle?
It's not scary, but it's weird and it's fascinating. And it's in Florida.
Florida!
Homestead, Florida.
Oh, I know where that is.
You do?
No.
Oh.
I think I do. It's on the coast, yeah?
I don't know.
On the
Florida's kind of all of our homestead right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so get this. This was in the 20s, right? 1920s. It was I'm pretty sure it was Latvian, which I don't know.
Sounds right.
Latvia? That sounds like where Winston used to play basketball.
Oh, yeah.
But oh yeah.
He was a Latvian immigrant and his name was Edward, and I'm gonna totally mess up his last name. It's Leedskalion.
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 Skalion.
Leedskalion. Leedskalion.
Big fan of green onions, that guy.
But this dude lived by himself.
Okay.
Had 10 acres and basically built a castle all out of coral stones. And he would only work at night with no one watching, and he would move these giant blocks of stone by himself. Mm. And the heaviest stone at this place weighs 28 tons.
What? No, he did not. No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
He did with what?
But the house is still there?
Yeah, it's still there. You can go see it.
And there's no confirmation that anyone helped him.
He had a bobcat.
Yeah, he was. All neighbors reported like he would only. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a bobcat. No, an animal bobcat. I meant.
But he said,
several pulling the rocks.
When asked, like, how are you able to achieve this, moving these giant stones, stacking them on each other, all by yourself? He said he possessed. Or wait, what did he say? He said, "I've learned the secrets of the pyramids."
Cool. Share.
And he wouldn't
go
share.
On,
but people are like today they're like he literally figured out like levee systems and like how to use what do you call it
seesaw.
I don't know, like I'm blanking on every word right now. He just learned leverage, like whatever. But people are like saying that he figured out this like ancient wisdom of like gravity and magnetic forces to move these giant blocks.
Yeah.
And he would carve them by himself. Jeez and like Louise. But it's 10 acres.
It makes me think that he just acres. Like he started like digging in the sand and then he just found the castle and so he's just digging around it. Everyone's was like, how do you build this? Like I'll never tell.
There's nothing.
I figured out what the Egyptians do. That's what I did.
That's great. It was in the 20s. That's so it was before like power tools. Andrew, you need to pull up a picture of the Coral Castle.
The Coral Castle. It sounds like something Disney would name like a restaurant in
Like the mermaid.
Finding Nemo. Oh, I'm going to head down to the Coral Castle, guys.
This is a real field trip we can go on.
It is. Yeah, we should.
Should we do a podcast outside the Coral Castle?
Oh. Is it actually coral? Or is it like coquina?
It's like that coral stone.
Like that white stone that has like the holes in it?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh my goodness.
He built that by himself.
That's
weird. That's coquina.
And that's without using like cranes, any like electrical
that's
equipment.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that. That's nuts.
It's insane.
Wow.
But I thought that was crazy.
That is pretty cool.
That is so cool.
I think your theory was correct, though, that he figured out what the Egyptians did. Because the Egyptians stole even further ancient
technology.
Sculptures and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the whole thing with the Sphinx head.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't proportionately match the...
We talked about that, right? We did. I swear.
Oh, would it change?
I think we've talked about it two times.
I think so.
One of them came before?
Yeah, well, the Sphinx was there before the ancient Egyptians got there,
and then
they changed the head into the pharaoh-looking dude.
They say that some of the testing they've done on the Sphinx indicates that it was at one point underwater.
Yeah.
Interesting.
With the erosion patterns.
That would make sense with if get all that sand. Will I show you that picture? We'll put it up, too.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
a creep.
You know the like Washington Monument, how it's just a pillar with a point on it?
Yeah.
They said, what if that's what's under the pyramids? If it's just a huge tower, and that's just the tip of it.
Why?
In Egypt, like underneath the sand. Imagine if they dug and it just kept going down. Wow. I don't know what's under the, I'm sure they've probably figured it out, but still, that would be the craziest thing.
Can you see this, Lil?
Yeah.
Oh.
See the things under it?
That's weird.
Yeah, it's like a rendering of it. But
why would that be that way?
That's the thing. It'd be really cool, though.
I don't know.
That'd be really funny. Could you imagine?
Oh, like literally the entire pyramid is just the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had it visualized in my head that they had the whole pyramid, but then in the middle was its own monument, and just the tippy top of the pyramid was the
That's crazy, right?
Right,
I guess, Andy.
Like, what would the point be?
That would be the point.
But
that kind of, are you going to go on that or are you going on something else?
Go.
Dude, think about things like we mentioned, like how like if the the pyramids were more and expanding that kind of universe. How about the fact that our universe is actually expanded like to the point where we just made the discoveries of those six new galaxies?
Oh, yeah.
NASA discovers six new galaxies.
New old galaxies that are like ancient
new
galaxies.
New to us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like it changes everything on the Big Bang because they grew so, because they don't know for a fact, but what they're saying is like, if that's true, then these things had to have grown so incredibly fast, faster than anything else before that of their size. So it changes everything. So it's either those things existed before the Big Bang or they grew faster than any galaxy ever. And so that ask more questions.
Yeah. They said a lot of them are saying like this changes all of science.
Yeah. They said physics doesn't matter anymore.
Their theory was like their truth, you know, of like the Big Bang theory.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's kind of being disproven in a sense with these six galaxies that they just found. They're like, what's happening?
Well, that's the thing. When we grow up, like we think science, like that's the end all be all when science says it. But the thing is, science changes its mind constantly. And so like, that's like this new discovery. It's crazy.
Science,
and then suddenly
crazy,
like with planets, even Pluto, there wasn't originally nine at the first. Like it was like three.
No,
not technically anymore.
I feel like they flip-flopped.
So it was eight. It was nine and now it's eight. And so like science does change its mind. It's just, like it's ever evolving. It's really, really strange.
It's messing.
It's scary, man. What's in those six galaxies?
Have you guys heard of the Big Bounce instead of the Big Bang?
No.
They're saying the universe.
That's me on a diving board. Hey.
Well, they say the universe is expanding, and that's all they were observing for this long period of time was the expanse, and that's why they assumed it was a singular point. But now it's returning, which implies that everything, the universe is just breathing. And so it comes down to a point, and that's the point when it compressed, and then when it began to shift out, that's what they used to call the Big Bang. Now they're calling it the Big Bounce
because it came back. The Big Bambino. That's what we should call it.
The Big Bambino.
Yeah.
The Great Bambino.
The Great Bambino.
That's wild.
Crazy. Absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now what's our next theory? Let's make something up.
Josh has tasked me to come up with a conspiracy theory because I feel like I can make anything connect if I look hard enough. And so he gave me the challenge of how COVID-19 was started all by Finding Nemo.
All and by so Finding
it's
Nemo.
It's my goal to come up with a
I bet you, conspiracy theory. I bet you can find a connection.
We'll tell it on the podcast and we'll cut it and we'll put it on the socials and we'll try to make, you guys got to make it viral.
Yeah.
So we can try to fool the world.
Did you know
believing.
Finding Nemo led to COVID?
Start, like, it was the reason for COVID-19.
Like, what? Tell me more.
We just could do like cheesy back and forth.
Yeah.
I had no idea. How did you learn that?
I know that this is like too real for this podcast probably, but did you see that they're signing something to release all the documentation around how COVID came from that Wuhan virology lab or whatever?
Yeah. Well,
that's
gonna
be nuts.
I don't, that's, this whole.
I mean, how much of it do we not know? How much of it will be boring? Like, and we'll not even care about? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
It's crazy. And then you know what else I'm scared about? Is somebody commented on our video that aliens are supposed to invade tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're filming
Trump's getting arrested yesterday. Aliens are coming tomorrow. What's happening on Friday?
We'll see. So today, when we're filming this, is March 22nd.
Yep.
And they said that the aliens are going to come on March 23rd. And they're going to take 8,000. Was it 8,000?
8,000 people.
8,000 people from Earth to go fight on another planet.
Listen.
To save this alien race, and then it's just going to lead to this whole plant war of the world, world war. Planet
Star
fighting.
Wars! Ah! No, I was like,
no,
about
we did Star Wars, and boom.
I don't know. What theme song is this? Because I was just about to go, ba-da-na-na-na, this is Jurassic Park. I was like, well, I was about to start singing that. I was like, wait, that's the wrong one. But that's, golly, what I was about to say. We were talking about. Right before that, golly, I completely spaced on it.
Space. Stars. Oh.
Ooh, that's it. Oh, but like, hey, listen, aliens, if you're watching this, we volunteer ourselves as tribute as the
nope.
NAB.
No.
Let me finish.
Oh, okay.
As your slaves, we're
like, no. Nope.
Allow us to please go into your galactic space as long as we will fight the war. We will fight the war on the front lines. And as long as we get to do a podcast on your planet or your starship.
Okay. So. Yeah.
Deal? What? Deal?
You're not going.
Lily, you're being selfish right now.
Oh, my god!
It's to save the human race.
You're being selfish right now. These are our neighbors.
Yeah.
You're going to go all astronaut's wife on me.
What's the astronaut's wife?
You never seen that movie? Recommend.
No, I've never seen
it. Johnny Depp, Charlize Theron. It's crazy.
What is I thought that was just a phrase like, don't go astronaut's wife on me. Like, is there a stereotype behind astronaut's wives or something?
You can't go. You're not allowed to go.
Come on,
Will.
Mm-mm. Please.
Please let me go.
No.
She never lets us do anything fun. Stupid. Oh, let's go to Coral Castle, but not space fight with aliens.
Yeah. Oh. Farts. I just lost my train of thought.
What?
I don't know. I just lost my train of thought.
You do some sign language over here?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's giving me a cue to that. He had to restart the camera.
We don't need a cue.
Italy.
What?
Italy.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me tell you about Italy.
Find it.
I got it.
Tell me about Italy.
There's a clothing company in Italy.
I doubt it.
Called Capable. Have you heard of this?
No.
Capable. It's an Italian clothing company.
Yeah.
Say it again.
That's actually a really good marketing. Like, I'm capable.
Mm.
That's a really good.
But guess
campaign.
What they did? They had AI algorithm design these clothes.
Oh no!
That if you wear them,
smart
facial recognition can't find you.
Oh, that's cool.
See,
right?
Hey,
kind of cool.
Thanks, AI.
The patterns look wild, though. They look like a fever dream.
Uh-oh.
Like here, I'll show a picture right here of this this outfit. But yeah, it's like it's these crazy patterns and like
so it almost did like it does something against cameras and stuff.
It makes the cameras freak out like it can't pick
up
on it.
Dude, this is the start of AI versus the world.
Yeah.
Because it's going to that's going to hurt sales. Like, that's going to hurt the market. That's going to hurt the government. If it gets to a certain point where it starts taking away money or starts taking away control, that's scary.
Imagine if these AI robots wore capable clothes. They could get anywhere.
Ooh.
Yeah, because they were showing.
What about bank robbers?
Yeah.
Hey.
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 I mean, you can
still see them on camera, but like the thing can't
pick up
grab
your
onto
face.
You.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was crazy.
That's nuts. That would be so much
fun
to try.
Cool.
We should
until
get
the AI clues in all the cameras.
Mm, but the AI designed the clothes.
So it wouldn't be in its best interest to
maybe they're designing the clothes. I don't know. I'm trying,
does
AI, I'm trying
to formulate
something.
Should we try to buy some of those clothes and do a whole podcast in those clothes and see how it looks?
Yeah, we should. The focus will just be like...
That'd be so fun. It's just a big QR code at that point.
I just want to jump back for a second to the alien talk. Did you guys hear the NBC Nightly News of when he said that the Pentagon said that there is a potential mothership headed towards Earth?
Yeah, you told me about it.
He said it so casually. And he's like, we'll be right back after this. And it's like, what? Hold on.
That and spring breaks, well, here we go. And the special holiday season deals right after this.
All right, hold on. Listen to this.
Henry Mitchell, thanks. In 60 seconds, the new draft report on UFOs, the Pentagon's expert warning about a possible mothership coming close to Earth. Stay with us.
You end on that.
Now our sponsor, Denny's. How you doing? Grand slam. Like what? How is that so casual, nonchalant?
Like I feel like we just talked about the possibility of there being another species of whatever.
What does that mean, and mothership?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my goodness.
But there's this thing that's been flying around. It's like flown around Earth or close to Earth before, but it looks like a giant like rock looking thing like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the way it flies through space, like, almost defies physics.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, completely going off of gravity. And so this one expert in the Pentagon or whatever is like, yeah, that's a mothership. Says who? How do you know?
That's so
stupid. It just looks like a rock.
Just like he's just on his phone. That's a mothership.
Oh, that's
gotta be. What? We need your full attention, sir.
Like, is that the official statement from the Pentagon?
What?
Are you saying from the Pentagon there officially is a mothership headed towards Earth?
Yes.
Okay. Let's
sorry for bothering you.
We'll be right back.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That'd be so fascinating to just like, are we just, is that going to be normal 5 years, 10 years from now where we're just on the news and it's like, we just see a news story happening, but then there's UFOs happening in the background that we're not even paying attention to because it's so normal at that point?
It's going to be next, like the Mermaid Coalition has protested.
Mermaid Coalition.
The Abominable Snowman is angry about pollution.
In the pond outside the Capitol this morning, there's a group of mermaids.
Taking over.
I mean, you have to be a little strategic on where you protest as a mermaid because you'd have to go toward water.
Yeah, yeah. They go in the, what is it, reflection pond in D.C.?
Oh, yeah.
But retention. It has to be salt water, or are they like bull sharks?
Does it have to be?
Like, are they like
bull sharks?
The bull sharks where they hold in salt so they can go. Like, bull sharks have been caught in like a Missouri River. It's like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
Because they hold the salt in?
They retain salt. And they
so
go.
Do I.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, here, let's go. But yeah,
straight to my ankles.
My ankles are furious.
But for real though, speaking of mothership, should we cut to an ad?
Oh, I say we do.
Don't go anywhere.
Hey. Oh man, it's getting late, huh?
I'm sleepy.
All right, well, let me tell you a quick little bedtime story.
Bedtime story? About what?
This is about the fantasy adventures of Clearstream.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, it is. Close your eyes, little buddy. Now, Clearstream is a software texting app that was designed and built for churches.
Churches?
Yep, but you can also use it for organizations and events and fundraisers, whatever you want to do.
Wow.
It eliminates the group chat and the annoyance of all those back and forth one-on-ones. This is something you can text out and you can have one-on-one conversations that doesn't involve other people. You can talk to whoever you want to, whenever you want to. You can schedule texting. Oh, there it is. Now, you want a really happy ending?
Huh?
Here it is. All we have to do is go to clearstream.io/ninjas.
It's all the
time. Clearstream.io/ninjas to get 10% off for life. Oh, look at him. He's so cute. Get him away from me!
I'm sorry, it was a nightmare.
Oh, are you all right? One more time, let's do it again.
What I want to talk about is this one person commented this story about how this podcaster's wife was brutally murdered.
What?
Yeah.
And listen, they said to this. It super randomly, and I'm like, it had does this person want to kill me?
No, it had nothing to do with the post. They're like, I just heard a story that happened 5 days ago to where a podcaster and his wife were like murdered because this guy was stalking them.
Oof.
And they're like, it wasn't on any news source. I just found it on YouTube, blah, 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 blah. It's like, why would you comment that on her?
That's so, yeah.
It's like, I also just forwarded you an email chain from our neighborhood. There's this person breaking into all the cars in our neighborhood.
What?
Mm-hmm.
They're stealing the babies out of the cars.
Oh, no. Nightmare fuel. Nightmare.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you get that email?
I forwarded it to you. I got it today.
Oh. That stinks. Crazy.
Don't leave your kid. Don't leave your kids in your car. Unless you guys want them taken.
Overnight. Yeah, don't leave them.
Remember the ad?
Anymore. I remember that ad. It was the best ad, and I love that ad.
Me too.
It was so fun. But yeah, so crazy stuff happening in this world, and it's sometimes it makes me stoked, and sometimes it makes me sad.
Don't let it make you sad.
Can't help it.
Yep, you can. You have control over your emotions, Josh. That's what I'm learning.
I'm in this weird mindset right now because I told Lily I feel like there's like an omen over our family. And I don't really believe that, you know, because I do think that we're supposed to rejoice in every situation, you know.
This is the testing of the perseverance of your faith.
Yeah. Mm. And, but man, life has been real doo-doo lately. It just seems like a lot of things are happening that are not fun. And speaking of not, like, we were literally talking about this yesterday, walking the girls, like, on our street.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
And I'm not kidding you, because there's a lot of tree, like, oak trees on our street. Right above me, I'm like, oh, my gosh. It was an owl.
Good.
And I'm trying to find it, and I look.
Bro. Staring at you?
It feels like this. It was going, looking straight down at me. And I scream. I'm like, ah! It looked evil,
it
man.
Did. It was looking right at my soul.
And then I'm like, it's right there. And Lily's like, where? And she saw it. She goes, ah!
Really?
Yeah, it was so scary.
And she grabbed the phone. And there's this little kid, like, on a golf cart, like, passing us. And then the owl flew down and away. And the scream Lily let out was like, ah!
Why?
I thought he was gonna get me or my babies.
And I was crying laughing. Ada was even laughing. Ada it was the funniest thing.
That is so hilarious.
And then we went inside and locked all the doors.
You just watch it go fly down the road and just grabs that like full grown kid out of the car. The golf cart just keeps going. The kid.
Dude. I'm not kidding you. It was the creepiest. I mean, because
it was creepy.
It was just like looking down at me.
It was
with
staring.
Like its black eyes.
Dude, that's what you get talking about Bohemian Grove.
Oh, I guess. Man. They're after you.
Because you've had the pregnancy's been tough coming back. Like, just like you had all that. You were the cause for the internet all in your neighborhood. So everyone's hitting you for that.
We've lost 3 trees in a year in our yard.
The appendix attack.
Our sewage is backing up.
The sewage house. The car. The car
don't
is trying to
that.
Kidnap your kids.
It is. Our drain.
Oh my God.
The tree service ran over our drain field.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
No. And so, like, anytime we take a shower now, like, there's a puddle in our yard.
I know it's not your fault, but our audience knows that you say all the time, I poop a lot.
I do.
So they're going to tie those two things together. Yeah. I just want to go on record and say it's not his fault.
No.
That really did
And
happen.
We are doing something about it, audience.
Yeah. Yeah, but
But in the meantime, Ada loves the puddles.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I blocked it off. But it just stinks, man. And then the appendix stuff, and then...
Appendix. Ada had a rash from the 1980s.
Yeah.
Literally.
Your wife
everything.
Purposely locking your kids in your car.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just
wasting the taxpayers' dollars. Having the firemen come out.
I'm over it.
It's a lot too much. Hey,
just
you know what?
Give me some relief.
Honestly, dude, I've had the best 3 months of my life. Everything's been going
right. It's like
right.
a Freaky Friday. Like, your Get life was terrible before, and then, like, we grabbed the fortune cookie.
It all started New Year's, and I made a wish. I said, I wish I lived a life as happy as Josh and Lily's. I wish. And I clicked my heels together, and I felt different in the morning of January 1st. I became a new man. Wow, that's it.
It'll be all right,
though. Never again.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
We're still happy.
Yeah, we're happy.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
We have some of our health.
Some.
Less of it.
We got a roof over our head,
6 ounces less,
though.
But yeah. It's there.
But we're all good.
Hey, I called the hospital again because they hadn't called back.
Yeah.
I called them back, and our rep said, I have involved the director of risk management for Advent Health.
Nice.
To expedite this process for you.
Expedite. Nice.
That's awesome.
That's a win.
Yeah.
Boom.
I just want them to pay for hurting my throat.
I
want to
own the hospital.
Here's the deal. I won't press charges. Just give me the keys to the hospital.
Hand over the keys.
I want to live in there. I want that to be my home.
I'm the chief of medicine now.
I'm the doctor. That's not how it works, sir.
Yes, it does. And you're fired, by the way.
Hand me a scalpel.
You're in the lobby. You want to be fired, too?
Yo, no joke, though. That hospital food slaps.
Really?
It's so good.
For
it's
such a troubled medical department.
They got the food down.
Hey, listen. No, hey, if we could focus on one thing, one or two things, we could focus on the food or the medical stuff.
No joke.
Food. That's what I was going to talk about last episode. I'm so glad you brought this up. So, and I always love the food when I give birth. It's so good. Nobody believed me. I'm always like, guys, Waterman Hospital food. And it was so good for Josh's stay. While I was there, he had to be wheeled away for something. So I'm like, I'm going to go get something to eat, you know, down in the cafeteria. I went down there and I got a burger, fries, Reese's peanut butter cup, and
a cookie
and a Pepsi.
Why do you say it like that?
Good. A cookie?
I didn't say it like that.
Yeah, you did.
A cookie?
I said a cookie.
Nah.
No.
Yes, I did.
It was pitched up. You're like,
a cookie.
Oh, my goodness. Whatever.
Guess how much I spent.
How much?
$7.99.
No, Andrew.
No, 35 bucks.
$11. And it was that burger.
The burger.
Really?
Good. Yeah.
So good.
It's almost like a Bubba burger.
So oh, good.
Wow. Bubba burger.
Bubba burger?
So with now, I have said next time somebody asks me, where do you want to go to lunch? I'm literally going to say Waterman Hospital.
That's amazing.
Just name dropping the hospital.
That's so
too
funny. We talked about it last podcast, I think.
I don't know if we mentioned the name of it, but
I can figure it out. It's like the only hospital nearby.
I do want to go on record. The nurses there are very, very so nice.
They've always been stellar,
very
right?
Very attentive.
And their labor and delivery unit is a class act.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Very good.
Great experience. Yeah.
Kelsa had to go there with the kids last year, and they were phenomenal.
Yeah.
They were great with the kids and everything. It was awesome.
The evil anesthesiologist that cut me, though, not a fan of him.
No.
We need to come up with a name with him. We have the Ding Dong Bandit. We need to have like the...
Yeah.
What is it?
His last name called? Is actually pretty...
I don't want to say his name.
What is that called that he cut?
Uvula.
Uvula.
I was about to say that, but then I was like, what if that's not the right term and I say something really bad? So I was like, I'm not going to say it.
What if it's...
Another anatomical body part?
Dr. Evula. Like evil... Evula.
Yeah, that's good. Evula.
Evula.
Hopefully that's not a bad
term. Hello, my name is Dr. Evula.
He's from Transylvania. That's on brand for the hospital that our kids were born at. I would found out that this guy in town who worked at a gas, he did sushi for the grocery store locally, and he did like boxed up stuff for the gas stations locally. And so I'd always eat sushi from a gas station. People were like, ugh. But it's like it came from this guy at the grocery store who did amazing work. And it was so good. And everyone made that kind of comment. And then he got his own restaurant in Joplin. And
called
On the Sushi Mon. And everyone loves him now. But he did the hospital. And dude, when I tried it at the hospital, I was like, there's hospital sushi. I'm like, but it looks good. I tried it and I was so scared. But it was
in Kansas?
Delicious. Missouri.
That's what I was going to say. Gas station and landlocked Joplin, Missouri.
With sushi. Yeah.
Oh.
Listen, we still have salmon. We still have trout.
Where were we flying? And I tried the airport sushi.
Montana.
I was like, this will be fine.
We were in Chicago, weren't we?
Were we?
I think that like we had the place left over in Chicago. Or did you get in Orlando?
I just got it in Montana. I just remember you guys in front of the bill, you know, the company was paying for it. So we were eating a lot of food. I eat really Asian and I hadn't eaten any Asian food in a week. I saw sushi. I was like, I just need some rice and some fish, and I ate it. And it wasn't like before the flight took off. I was like, "This is a problem."
Bad idea.
we got a bit of that. Do you remember when we were trying to go home and Andy? We were boarding our.
I want to talk about this.
I was fine.
No, listen. Because what came up? Because I'm like, it just it brings so much anxiety.
Well,
to
we
me.
Missed
like
our flight on the way there.
Right.
Yeah. So that already caused a ton of anxiety.
Yeah, we did.
But it was literally, we were sitting there for 2 hours, Andy, 2 hours. And we had already missed one flight. And then they're like, now boarding, blah, 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 to Montana.
It was our group.
And Andy's like, I'm going to go get a Starbucks drink. I'm like, Andy.
It was right there.
You were the last one on the flight, though.
I don't think I was the last one.
No, you were. You were.
And I was only like, because I saw who I'm was like, going in I'm last.
Please, Andy.
I kept saying, should you go sit with him? Because he's going to miss it, you know?
No.
I had already paid for the drink, and so I was just waiting on the drink. So I had an eye on the gate, and I said, I will run at the gate if I need to, but I'm gonna enjoy my last flight home with the Starbucks drink.
Dude, it freaked me out.
I was on it.
My palms are sweating thinking about it.
And I had my headphones on. I was listening to music. I was having a great time.
I'm such a dad at the airport. I'm just like, we got to get to the gate right now. It's like the flight doesn't leave for 3 hours, but let's just find the gate.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why I was so surprised when we went late that time going to Montana.
That's my dad's fault. Because our flight was at, like, say it was at 8 o'clock, and I said to my dad, who is typically like I am of like getting there early, I'm like, yeah, should we get there? If it's at 8, we should get there at like 5:30.
Because Orlando airport, it's huge. Yeah. Absolutely.
And my
huge.
Dad heard like 9 or 10 or something.
4 p.m.
He did not hear the right number. He's like, no, we'll get there at 8. I'm like, really?
Whatever time. And when you told me, I was like, hey, what time are we leaving? You said it. And I was like, are you sure? And you said, you're fine. Because I think you just like,
my
dad's got it.
Yeah.
So we got there and immediately we're told, there's no way you're making your flight.
Yeah.
Even though we tried immensely. But it's like,
goodness. I felt like that was such a good look for me because I had gotten hired as a content coordinator.
Yeah.
And me and my wife were the only people who made it to Montana in time.
I know.
We got a hotel the night before at the airport so we could make it.
It's a smart move.
It is.
Airports are stinky.
I love them. I don't know why. I love the people like watching.
Make me so anxious.
Yeah, it makes me feel like at Disney World. It's kind of like the airports, like where it's like there's so many people that are from everywhere, and it's really neat to see everyone's like just like different way of like traveling and having fun.
Like going through like TSA and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like, they're gonna catch me with something. Yeah. I'm like
when they
nothing.
Bring the when they bring the dog
the
out,
dog you're like you're trying to like act normal. You're just like walking. Like,
you're like, what if I bumped into somebody with an illicit drug or something?
Yeah.
Like brush on my.
But that's the thing people do is they'll plant drugs on you to try to get you to go through.
Cool.
And then pick it up.
New anxiety.
Yep.
I've heard it's more for like, you know,
bombs.
I was going to say
explosions.
You guys always do that. I don't know if we can say that on this podcast, but don't you guys do this thing?
We try to test the, because, you know, like, what is it called? What happened after 9/11 that they implemented the...
Like all the TSA stuff?
No, it's called something where they collect all of our phone calls and...
I'm not sure.
The Patriotic Act. That's what it is!
Hey!
The Patriotic Act! Where they're listening to everything. And so we always try to like test that with one of our buddies going on a flight, and we'll just text him like, bomb, threat, explosion,
hey,
plane.
I heard Colorado's the bomb. Hope you have fun on your flight tomorrow.
Yeah, and just to see if they get flagged at TSA.
Which is probably not very funny, but it's
not.
It's funny because like they'll get pulled over and they'll look like idiots, and then that's it. That's it.
But I also do that with, like, if I see a cop and I'm, like, walking and stuff, I'm like, I did nothing wrong.
No.
But I feel like I got to, like, just act normal.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I were just to walk, that would be normal. But I just... It's like if you go into a store looking for something and you don't find it and then you leave, you want to make eye contact with, like, the person behind
you. No, you never make eye contact.
I do because I'm, like, I want you to know I'm
say,
not stealing
thanks.
Anything.
I always say, thanks. Because I literally all do the loop. It's most of the time like I'm looking for like a drink or something. And it's like I walk in, don't find the drink, and then I walk right out or something.
I can't
and
do that. Like,
thank you.
What keep do you walking. Do if the security
and
thing?
And then I run immediately up the store. Yeah.
If the security thing beeps at you, what do you do when you're leaving a store?
I stop.
I
pull out all the receipts.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't turn around.
Walking.
Yeah, I don't look at anybody.
I didn't mean to.
I don't know if this is weird. I don't know if you know this about me, but every time I do go grocery shopping, which I love go grocery shopping by myself, I'll have headphones on. And so I'll literally have a show playing in my cart, and I'll have my so list in my head, and I just go grocery shop. I'm in my own world having fun. And so, like, if the thing does go off, I just keep walking. Because so I want a Walmart employee to tackle me. And I want to never have to work another day in my life because Walmart had to pay me, like, $3 million.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
did you think it was weird that he had headphones or that he grocery shopped alone?
No, not that you grocery shop alone, because that's great, but it's weird that you like it.
Oh yeah,
I love food, and I love like organization and planning of food. And so that's like I Kelsey hates it. I don't know how you go in a grocery store. We got to figure this out. I go aisle by aisle.
Yeah,
literally in a zigzag crazy. All the way through.
No,
because Kelsey, she's how like, I need this, this, and this.
I know what I want, and I go to those aisles to get them.
Okay, well.
But I don't know where the aisles are. So
exactly. That's why I don't
walking
like
everywhere.
That's why I don't like. I hate when I get over here and I realize, oh, I forgot sour cream, which is all the way there.
You don't so go. You don't go all the way back. No,
yeah. Well, I have to.
I have to do this. No, I don't like grocery
you
shopping.
Start, I immediately beeline right. You're supposed to do the outside because that's the healthiest food, and then the inside is the unhealthiest food.
Mm.
Yeah, that's probably smart. I start like most of the time with like frozen food, like not the frozen foods, but like the refrigerated stuff. Mm. So that keeps me like, okay, I got to get out of here. But then I just run through it.
Speaking of grocery stores, did you hear about that monk in Greece?
You know, I didn't.
The Greek Orthodox monk named Mahalio Tolotos.
You're nailing the names today.
Let me start this over. Did you hear about that Greek Orthodox monk named Mahalio Tolotos?
No.
Okay. It's this monastery in like this like really remote part of Greece. Mm-hmm. I think it's Greece. Mount Athos it's on a mountain, right?
That sounds Greek.
And Greece is the word.
It's very exclusive. Like no women have ever entered it.
What?
And stuff.
Triggered.
He was dropped off there.
Why not? Why not?
He was dropped off there as an infant, right? And was raised in that monastery, became a monk. And he died recently at the age of like 82, I think, without ever seeing a woman.
Oh my gosh.
He had no idea what a woman looked like.
That'd be terrifying.
Isn't that crazy?
The first time I've ever seen a woman, that would make your mind like explode, right?
Yeah.
It's like, why is your eyelashes so long?
Why is your eyelashes?
Why is your eyelashes so long?
That's how they talked.
I just thought that was crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah, like you never think about like if you never saw a... I mean, because they probably all looked fairly similar, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be very trippy.
Is that crazy, though?
Yeah.
Do like, you feel bad for him?
I mean, he probably was probably happy. He didn't know what he was missing.
Josh, you know? The correct answer is, yeah, I'm really upset that he never got to meet a girl like you.
Aww.
Well, that's what you should have said. That's what I would have said.
Why are you talking to my wife like that?
I would never say that to your wife.
You just did.
I'm glad that monk didn't meet her.
Well,
he would have been. Boo women.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm just
Andy.
No, I'll take that back. You'd be like, yeah.
What?
Boo women. I don't like.
This is what they are.
Pass.
I'm going back to the books.
That's it. Come on. That's how monks talked.
Come on. What's up with this?
It's from New Jersey.
But yeah, I thought that would be
really crazy. Like that'd be like never having like step foot outside.
Yeah.
Like it's just like it's just like
he didn't look out windows. That was like a thing. I did hear about him, but he didn't have a window to look at like passersby and stuff. He didn't even
So no see. Mom?
No, he had but he was dropped off as an infant. Like he was an
But like
orphan.
That's what I'm saying, but like he grew up without a mom.
Yeah, in the monastery. Well,
technically then Man. He did see a woman. He just can't recall it.
Okay. Unless the mom was doing this all the time. Too. Don't look at me.
Love you.
Yeah, but that is crazy.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's all I got.
I think we should challenge ourselves. Pick one thing for the rest of our lives to never see again.
Okay. You go first.
I think you should go first.
Okay. I think Lily should go first.
No, I can't think of anything.
The one thing that I never want to see.
I never want to see a cinnamon roll in Gatorade water.
That's fair.
Ever again.
I want to never see, I don't know.
An owl.
A Wes Anderson film ever again.
What? No.
Too artsy.
That's your opinion?
I tried to watch The French Dispatch.
That one's recently. Too
that
intense.
That one's very artsy.
That one's
artsy.
Too hardcore.
Is that the first one you've seen, though?
Can we sit on this
I've
for a second?
The,
let's report back.
Captain Steve Zissou or whatever.
Life
Aquatic.
Life Aquatic.
I watched that one.
You haven't watched the Moonrise Kingdom, though.
No.
Yet. You'll like that one. That's a fun one.
Or I thought The French Dispatch was supposed to be good because, like, I was like,
it's very artsy.
Couldn't get into it.
Yeah. It's too abstract.
Yeah. It's try hard art. It's not.
Watch it.
Basic framing.
I would watch it, but I've already said I was never going to watch. I was never going to see it again. So that's my woman. That's my monk woman.
You should have said your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I was going to joke, like, just like my children. But that, I don't think that would have been funny. Aw.
I'll do ladybugs, I guess.
Ladybugs?
I don't know.
Owls!
Oh, yeah.
That's the obvious one.
I changed my mind. Owls.
The owls would be
smart. Never want to see owls again.
I don't think any of your family members do, except for Ada. So I was like,
yeah. Yeah, no owls. Okay.
We really do need to go meet Andy's dad.
He can't now.
You know the sad thing is that my real dad's name is Brad, which rhymes with dad. And it's just, it's like, it's right there.
It's right there, Dad.
You're so close. That's why every time I come home, I bring candy.
Hey, there's probably someone here listening from Las Vegas.
Probably.
Andy's dad is a blackjack dealer.
Don't tell him. Don't. We're not going to do that.
We have to find him.
I know where he's at. I know where he works.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know the casino?
All we got to do is just get a ticket and go.
Guys, comment. Should we go?
Play blackjack.
Play blackjack with Andy's dad and then do a whole reveal. This is your son. Comment below.
Should
yes
we bring
or
a
no
therapist with us?
And he's going to just be like,
I can do it.
He's just going to be like, that's it. That's it right there. I just imagine the shot, like I've told you this before, like we're playing blackjack and you're just crushing it. You're just killing. You're making like so much money. And then while I'm over there just like crying, literally with a baseball mitt, begging him to come play catch with me.
Please, Dad.
Hit, and then you're over there, hit me. Hit me again, Brad.
We're on a roll.
It's like Lily's behind you with like a fur coat and a bow.
We have to.
Get it, sweetheart.
I stuck like that.
Blow on him.
Because I feel like if Lily did hit a big, there would be the big tinted rose glasses with the big fur coat. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, okay. Yeah, comment below. Should we go see Andy's dad?
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe Andrew can pass as a Native American. We could buy a casino in Las Vegas.
Didn't you say? Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you could say that.
Buy a casino.
Andrew, we'd make so much money. See, he has approval.
I was like,
I just imagine him just standing up on like the floor, just like looking over everyone, taking care of us in a big like tight ponytail.
You guys are all like dressed out. I just
bolo tie. Yeah.
Just put a suit and stand against the wall.
He's holding a surfboard still.
Oh, all right. Let's go find your dad. And that should finish our episode.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Brad. All right. Episode 31. Why are you guys so quiet?
No, I was saying I was giving a kiss goodbye. Are we done?
Do you kiss loud?
What? Do you have anything else to say?
No, I went by really fast. That's all I'm saying.
It did. It went by so fast.
How long was that?
Well, I started around an hour.
All right.
Something like
good
that.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
We did it. That was so hard.
And that's the end of the script. Could you imagine if it was all scripted?
It is.
How bad of writer would it have to be?
Actually,
to script this out.
That would actually be really good scripting.
It would be, actually.
You know? Hey, guys, thanks for watching. Go comment on everything. Everything.
Tell a friend about it.
Tell a friend. Share it. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
Just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Go give us 5 stars.
You.
Yeah, we love you.
This is so much fun. This is so much fun.
This is so much fun. This is so much fun.
I have a blast. I love podcast days. I could do this every single day.
Really?
I 100% could. But you do a lot more homework than I do.
I know.
So.
That's why I was a little scatterbrained today because we had a.
If I need to do more homework, I can.
You do have that one topic for next.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I could have talked about that today. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
We'll save
next
it.
Week. Next
it's,
week.
It's crazy.
Uh-oh. It's wild.
It's wild.
And that's not just clickbait, guys. That is actually a cool story.
Episode 32.
coming at ya.
All right, love you. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Ah, oh, butterflies. Ruff!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
Just empty your mind.
You were.